Gospel reading read to you just a moment ago, the wedding at Cana in Galilee, John chapter 2. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." We have a rare opportunity this morning, and that is we have been granted a few moments with Mary, the mother of Jesus. As we revisited once again the well-known story of the wedding at Cana, the water changing into wine, there is something very, very curious about the way Mary acted. And it is that curious, those curious actions of Mary, if you will, that we would like to discuss with her just for a few moments this morning. And so, the first question that we pose to Mary is, why did you act the way you did? We noticed that you ran up to your son during a wedding feast when the wine for that wedding feast had run out. And you bring to him, I suppose, what we could call a petition, or at least what we were expecting as a petition for help. What we would expect for you to say, Mary, is something to the effect of, you know, the wine's run out, can you do something to help out? It's your turn to supply some wine for this feast. Whatever it is that you might say to him by way of asking for help, and yet, Mary, we don't find you doing that. We find you simply going up to him and saying, "They have no wine." You state a brief fact, and that's it. Now, Mary, I don't know about you, but I do know that in my personal prayer life, I ask God for stuff. Even if I find it to be what I term legitimate stuff. And by that I mean not luxury items or even comfort items, but simply help. Do something. Help me. Get rid of this sickness. Get rid of this pain. Do something to alleviate my hurt. That's how I normally pray. But Mary, you didn't. You simply went up to him and made a statement. They have no wine. Why? And Mary replies, "I know what your prayer life consists of. Most of the people in my day, their prayer life was the same as yours. A problem of some kind arises in life. You go to God in prayer and you ask God to do something about that problem by way of alleviating it. And I can fully understand where you would expect me to say something like, 'They have no wine. Can you do something about that?' But you're right, I didn't. And here's the reason. Please remember that my son, at the time of this wedding, was about 30 years old. I'd watched him grow. I'd seen him in a number of different situations as he grew up. I saw how he handled things. I saw how he handled people. I saw how he handled problems. And one thing I became very, very, very convinced of through those years is simply this, that he always does everything well. What he did in any of those circumstances he found himself in seemed to be the right thing. It may not have seemed like it at the time, but it was always the right thing, no matter what it was. Sometimes he left a friend hurting. He knew what was best. The way it turned out, one could look back on the situation and say, yeah, he was right after all. He did what was best for his friend. He did what was best for me. He did what was best for Joseph. We didn't always understand him, no. But I became convinced of one thing through those years. He always did all things well. And he knew what the best thing to do was in any situation. And I suppose I just came to trust him. Trust that he would do the right thing. Trust that he would do the best thing. And there's one other thing that I became convinced of through all of those years in watching him. Somehow, in some way, he always knew better than us. He always seemed to have a fuller grasp of what was going on, not necessarily just what he was seeing in front of him, but all of the implications of what was going to come out of this situation if he did this, that, or the other thing. And as I said before, he always did what was best. And I became convinced that he knew a whole lot better than us about everything. It's a tough thing for a parent to admit, I suppose. But that's the conclusion I came to. And so on that day at Cana, they ran out of wine. I knew. I knew that the best course of action I could take was not to try to tell him what to do. But my best course of action was simply to alert him to the problem and let him do what he did well, what he did best, knowing so much better than I. And so it is, I went to him that day and simply said, they have no wine. I placed it into his care and keeping. I placed it into his hands to do what he always did. The best. The best for those guests and the best for me. Now, I know that's not the way that people are used to praying. Lord, there's a problem. And then leave it to him. But let me tell you this. That's the best way to do it. Because he knows far better than us. Thank you, Mary, for your insight into your son's dealings with his people. Thank you, Mary, for your insight into your son. Thank you, Mary, for teaching us that our best course of action is to place our troubles and problems into his hands. And let him deal with them. Let him work them out. Because as you told us, Mary, he knows better than we do. And he always, without fail, does what is best. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."